Hello, everyone. Welcome to 1111, at least on the Pacific Coast. So, we're going to do some amazing things today, really easily. So, let's see the overview for today. So, as you know, the world is going through some really big changes right now. And this is an appropriate activation for that. And what you want to do today is to disengage from all the chaos that's going on in the world. Very important. And everybody's opinions about what's been occurring. So that you can glide through the portal into some wonderful spaces and places. Parallel realities, alternative realities. The oneness field. So, today we're going to enhance your awareness of your spiritual journey on this earth. So that will involve claiming even more your vision, and even if you don't consciously know of your vision, you can proclaim and invoke that you already are aware of your soul journey. So much healing can occur today, clarity of your purpose, and of course, reduction and elimination of stress, good old stress. So we will probably have extended moments of silence so you can really get into the zone and really tap in. As always, these activations, the effects of these activations will show up in your life as you are ready to experience them. So patience is sometimes required, and the ability to receive on an ongoing level and to embody these changes, very important. So you allow this integration to gently integrate into your daily life as you trust your intuitions and take action on the physical plane accordingly. Which means, in one sense, acting as if it has already occurred, your intentions. So you might want to right now post some, maybe comments or questions on the webcast page, and I will review them as we move into the activation. Now, the reason why we do the protocol is to set the state. It's much like a routine that you do when you meditate or you begin to do your yoga or your exercise program. Same kind of idea, setting the state energetically so you have a wonderful experience. So we would like you to invite all of your family members and your pets to this activation and to call forth your ancestors to also receive this portal opening. And actually, we're going to start it at 11:11:11. So 11 minutes after the hour. So we have about 3 minutes. So we'd like you to get settled and find a comfortable place where you are so you're not focusing on your spine. I want to make your spine very comfortable. And if you zone out, that's okay, because today we're going to have a deep out-of-body experience, which is nothing new for you. You do that all the time when you go to sleep. So you're also going to call forth your guardian angel to also participate. And we're going to call in your divine guides. This is on a divine level. These are basically beings of great wisdom and light that are helping you along your pathway. And we're going to call in your soul group for support. Your soul family, wherever they are, in body, off planet, other parallel realities. So call them forth for loving support. And we're going to use the power of the breath to deeply relax your body. Okay, we're almost set here, folks. Relaxing into deeply receiving. Deeply receiving. And just notice where you're at right now energetically. So we're going to start the activation now. All right, so breathe in through the nose, and you're going to exhale through the mouth. And when you breathe in, you're going to take the light that you are going to envision in your mind's eye deep into the belly, and then move that energy up into the lungs, and then focus it through the pineal gland into your brain. Palms facing upwards. And as you exhale, you're just simply going to let go of the chaos and the stress. Breathe it all out through the mouth. Breathing deeply the light, take it to the subatomic level of the body, to the microscopic level, to the atoms, protons, electrons, neutrons, tachyons. Breathe it deeply into the DNA and just begin to let go. Let go of your historical stress, stress from other lifetimes, letting go of the stress of the unknown, just simply letting go so you can be in the now moment. So you're going to breathe into your forehead. And relax all the muscles in your forehead. Relax in your eyelids, your jaw, your tongue. And begin to release the stress from the eyeballs and the optic nerve. Breathing deeply into the neck and your thyroid, base of your skull. Begin to release the burdens that you've been carrying from the shoulders, from the base of the neck. Relaxing your arms and your fingers. No matter what's occurring in the body, just simply allow no judgment. Just be the observer, relaxing your belly muscles, relaxing your thighs, your calves, your ankles, and your toes. Allow the body to become completely relaxed. You may get a sense that the body is becoming paralyzed. That is normal. You're going to ground through the feet and the base of your spine into the core of the earth. You're going to ground to your very favorite crystal that's in deep in the earth. So as the earth is making her progress through the ascension ladder, your body is doing the same thing. And as you deeply ground and become one with the earth, you become in harmony with the planetary ascension process, or the process of the next step of evolution and the raising of consciousness. Take another deep breath and begin to completely, energetically detach from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and all of the chaos and confusion in the world, and also the astral realms. So, and as you do this, you're going to envision moving through a golden arc of light into higher dimensional frequencies, as if you're moving your awareness through a portal or a gateway. Now we're going to invoke the four pillars of light for your physical space. I'm going to call forth the Council of 14. All right. Call forth your inner child to deeply receive. And let go out all of the air from your body. Okay, you're going to physically move your eyeballs up and together as if you were looking or focusing into the pineal gland, pituitary, and thalamus in your brain. Let the eyeballs roll up into the head, so to speak. And you may touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth, and you may touch your thumb and index fingers together, and continue to breathe. Now, we're going to do a cleansing for your spiritual anatomy. So we're going to invoke from Prime Source a shower of light, or a gentle waterfall of light, rainbow lights that are washing over your body from head to toe, which is also going to include not only your body, but your energy field, your auric field. We are taking our daily cosmic shower. And all of that energy is moving into the earth and blessing the earth. Simply allow your awareness to gently move into this place of stillness and nothingness. Feel as if this shower of light is washing through all of your light bodies, your subtle bodies, from all dimensions that relate to your physical incarnation. And as you allow, your subtle bodies are going to realign, to come into place, so that there is a smooth flow from your I am, Lord God of your being, through the body. It's washing through your causal body, your soul body, your mental body, your emotional body, your etheric physical body. And it's beginning to soothe the mental body. It's going to begin to soothe and cleanse your emotional body. Your systems are being harmonized. Now, let this waterfall of light move through your chakra system. All of your 144,000 chakras, or all of your 144 chakras, or all of your 12 major chakras, and all of the sub-levels to your chakra system. Let this light move through all 10 levels of your physical body and through the power points in your body. Now, allow this light to activate, cleanse and purify and align your endocrine system, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, medulla oblongata, which is at the base of your spine, to your thyroids and parathyroids, your thymus, your pancreas, your solar plexus, your spleen, your kidneys and adrenal glands, and your reproductive organs. Let it move through the base of your spine into the area that we call your original 8 cells of creation, and observe how your original cells are beginning to come into alignment with one another. Allow this waterfall of light to penetrate in and through your belly button. This will allow a deep cleansing on a relationship level with your biological parents, as they are receiving this light as well. And as this moves through all of the children that you have brought forth into this world, which will also include adopted children. We're going to invoke the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. In the realm of the angels and the Elohim of peace, will include the angels of the earth, the elemental forces, moving your awareness now deeper into the oneness. Now feel the power of the Holy Spirit moving through your awareness. We're going to bring in some of the energy flows from certain vortexes here in Sedona for your benefit. Now, whatever you are experiencing, simply allow. We're going to invoke the essence of the Great Central Sun, which is a spiritual sun behind our physical sun in this galaxy. And feel as this energy moves through the layers of your different light bodies and subtle bodies, your parallel lifetimes, your alternative realities. Now begin to receive this vibration right directly into the pineal gland. Awakening the pineal. And awaken the thymus gland in your chest, in your solar plexus. Feeling the cocoon of light around your physical body. Now begin to move into your destiny vibration. Allow an alignment with your purpose and your vision. Now allow this cascading rainbow effect to begin to clear all energies that are not yours that you have brought into your field and your physical etheric body. Releasing all bindings, attachments, and cords as you allow. And as you release, you're going to allow the receiving of your soul energies into the body and into your field. Becoming more empowered and embodied, spiritually embodied. Now begin to imagine, creatively imagine, that you are releasing your physical body from this matrix of illusion and suffering, chaos and confusion. And that you are beginning to free your consciousness. Your spirit from the ring past knot. We are moving through the veil that which constricts and binds you to suffering and limitation. Now begin to align your awareness with the highest and deepest and purest light vibration that you can. Allowing the body to be completely still. We are moving deeper into the vibrations of peace. Moving deeper into stillness. Even moving beyond the light. Into the place of presence. And knowing. Moving into the vibration of joy. Moving now into the realms of infinite love and compassion. Allow the receiving of love for yourself and your life. Beginning to feel the presence of the sun in your mind and in your heart. Allowing the body to come alive, to be instilled with life. Now, from this place deep within, you may now begin to project this feeling, this sensation, this vibration, this frequency of joy and love into any situation in your life that has caused you to feel like you have been a victim of circumstances, into those places where you have felt that you could not manage your life, into any and all areas of stress and anxiety and worry. This is moving through your mental body, your emotional body, and places in your body, such as the liver and the solar plexus, your stomach, your thyroid, your reproductive organs. Projected into any and all levels of stress, pain, confusion, loneliness, sorrow, sadness, grief, anger, and to all those places where you feel that you are exhausted. Let it flow. Now envision symbolically your ego, also called your personality structure, you're going to ask this aspect of your body if it is now ready to receive more light and more grace and more blessings. And if it is ready to begin to let go of suffering and a sense of separation from the divine. Whatever is occurring, just simply allow. Now imagine that your brain has a storage area where you can begin to store this information and the energy. And as your body is ready, it will be downloaded accordingly to the process of breathing and allowing. And we're going to move this high vibration through the spine with the intention of cleansing and clearing blockages, stagnation, stuck energies, misguided energies. Through the breath, as you exhale, allow letting go. Now, breathe joy. Have your body breathe and receive the power of joy into the spine, into the atlas, into the axis and atlas of the body, C1 and C2, all the way down through the cervicals, the thoracics, the lumbar, sacrum, coccyx, tailbone. I am now breathing the power of joy into my spine. I'm now breathing destiny, my destiny, into the spine. I am breathing joy through my chakras, into my life. Okay, you're going to let everything continue to run in the background and bring your focus deeply into your I am, your oversoul level. In here, we're going to commune with the brotherhood and sisterhood of light, with the angelic kingdom, with the kingdoms of the inner earth. And I will call you back when it's time to refocus. Stay deeply within the silence and the stillness. Okay, please finish up in a moment or two with your communications. Now visualize a core of light vertically that moves around your spinal column. Now allow a realignment and a cleansing of your magnetic field that is your horizontal focus of your incarnation. Now begin to direct into your physical body and your auric field the frequency of peace, eternal peace. A peace that is beyond all understanding. Anchor this specifically in your solar plexus and the base of your spine. Through the still point within your heart space. Going to begin to refocus back to the physical plane and your physical body, allowing these energy flows to continue through all dimensional levels of your consciousness and your embodiment. Liken unto a golden figure eight flow, as above, so below. Balancing the inner masculine and feminine principles within you. Okay, allow the body to take a series of really deep breaths, anchoring your experience here on Earth. Feeling the power of now in your body, in your mind. I am that I am that I am. Give giving yourself permission to express this feeling of oneness, joy, peace, and love in your life, in your relationships, in your business, in all that you do. Now send the presence of love before you so that it prepares the way in your physical life. It goes before you as a beacon of light. Coming back into your embodiment with more joy and more self-love, more inspiration, trust, allowance. Coming back knowing you are loved and supported. As we give thanks and gratitude for all assistance and loving support today and ongoing. Bringing gratitude into all aspects of your life, medically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically. And you are as God created you. So take your time in integrating ongoing this experience. Remembering to drink water and be fully grounded before you drive in your car. Knowing all is well. And that you are the creator of your experiences. Be the joy, be the peace, be the love within. And until next time, many blessings. Namaste.